Who's Hacked? The latest cyber attacks and data breaches covered by Cybercrime Magazine. I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine, Steve Morgan. Kotaku reported recently that Bandai Namco, the Japanese publisher behind the Ace Combat, Dragon Ball Z, and Dark Souls games, appears to be the latest big gaming company to suffer a major hack. The ransomware group Black Cat added the Elden Ring publisher to its list of victims. VX Underground, a group that monitors malware source code on the web, posted on Twitter, ALPHV ransomware group, alternatively referred to as Black Cat ransomware group, claimed to have ransomed Bandai Namco. VX Underground has previously reported on other hacks, including the infamous Lapsus one, before the companies themselves had confirmed the cyber attack. Steve, what's your take?
So I just want to add here, Paul, some of the activity that takes place. So the ransomware group you spoke about, Black Cat, they added Elden Ring to its list of victims. So this is what they do. So when they actually encrypt data and are holding, you know, people ransom, they set this whole extortion thing in motion. So, you know, the next thing they do is they go out and, I mean, it's kind of public. Yes, it's on the dark web, but you know, they want to get the word out. And once it's posted and certain people see it like we do, it's going to work its way into the public realm. At first, usually, they're sort of nebulous and they won't say exactly what they're demanding. And then a week or two later or several weeks later, you know, there's actually a ransom demand. It's almost like they want to build up an audience, turn this into some sort of episode and then monetize it. The more people know about it, the worse the publisher looks and the more of a ransom they can get. It's a business.
It almost drives up the profile of the group to have it, the PR team essentially blasting it all around and having all these other news places and websites pick it up.
Absolutely. And it's one thing after the next. So the first thing they'll do is they'll name a victim and they'll usually wait. Then after they name the victim and it gets some buzz, they'll start to leak some information or sometimes they might even just, you know, display screenshots, but whatever evidence they decide they want to start to share, look what we have. And it's a way to kind of validate that or have other people validate it. So they went ahead and they, you know, posted malicious malware source code that people were able to look at. That started to circulate on Twitter. So, you know, these things take on a life of their own that is so much above and beyond just the hack itself.
Steve, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you, Paul.
For daily coverage on latest cyber attacks and data breaches, visit cybercrimewire.com.